to je tvoje slabost, tak ty jdi do prdele. My tě odpálíme, udělá se nová čistá správná ODS, běž do hajzlu si mrtvej.
What you just heard is an excerpt from a performance by a small theatre company that's become all the rage in Prague. The title of the piece is Blonde Bitch, and the script is not by a well-known playwright, but by life itself, or rather by a promising 26-year-old Czech politician whose career just went up in smoke in the worst government crisis in the country's modern history. Blonde Bitch is in fact a play based word for word on a secret recording made of the former public affairs deputy leader Kristina Kocsi. The recording, peppered with vulgarities, nearly brought down the government and regularly brings down the roof at Prague's Rubin studio in the Lesser Quarter. Its director, Tomáš Svoboda, explains what made the group of young actors put real-life Czech politics on stage.
Já si myslím, že totiž jakoby tady tohle to chybí, jo. Ono ve světě jsou různý fake news.
I think that kind of thing is missing in this country. Elsewhere in the world, stand-up comedians tear politicians to pieces. But here we have nothing like a political cabaret. And I believe it is important to say these things and point a finger at a specific politician. If you generalize and do it in a kind, inoffensive way, then the politicians in question laugh with you as if it didn't concern them. So it is important to say that this is Kristina Kocsi or this is Vít Bárta. See what they're doing.
Kristina Kocsi. Toto je Vít Bárta. Podívejte se, co dělá, jako jo.
Actress Barbora Poláková gives a convincing rendition of the young politician, reciting verbatim her speech to party members from the regions, who are easily recognizable dressed in local costumes and armed with pitchforks. The young politician describes behind-the-scenes political machinations in unbelievably crude language, not even sparing the prime minister, whom she claims is a wimp desperately clinging to power. In real life, the recording shook the coalition government and its foundations. Yet here, Czechs are rolling with laughter, similarly as they did in 1989, on hearing a secretly recorded tape of the former communist leader Miloš Jakeš, or several years later, at a theatre performance based on corruption among football bosses. Sociologist Ladislav Rabušić explains what lies behind this attitude.
I think it has deep roots in Czech history. As we all know, the Czech population is a small one, we are a small country, and we have always been under the rule of some powers, even superpowers. And one of the means how to get away from some frustration from the superpowers and from the authorities, or how to get power of the powerless, is that you mock the people you don't like, that you make laughter of people whom you think are trying to govern you. And therefore I think that the Czechs have developed a special way how to deal, how to channel a sort of frustration, and that is they make laughter of everything, especially the laughter of authorities. And look, for example, at the classical Czech novel Good Soldier Švejk by Jaroslav Hašek. It is a wonderful example of such an approach.
Two of the real-life actors in this drama, or farce as it appears on stage, actually joined the ranks of the audience one night. The new leader of public affairs, Karolina Pík, and Kateřina Klasnová, party deputy chair and wife of the man at the center of the scandal, former transport minister Vít Bárta, sat in the audience and laughed as uproariously as anyone else. The play's director, Tomáš Svoboda, says politicians are a fascinating study any day, simply because they are like a different breed.
Oni furt lžou, když člověk má jakoby rozpolcenou tu hlavu, říká, a kdy teda jakoby mám mluvit pravdu?
They lie all the time. I think it would make a normal person totally schizophrenic thinking about what you can say and what you can't. Their media advisor tells them what to say, what not to say, where part of the truth is acceptable and what they must never say under any circumstances. I think it gradually turns them into someone else, like actors who take off their costume and for a few more hours they still think they're Richard III. It dims their sense of reality. They feel that, hey, I can click my fingers and the planet will turn the other way, because now I'm party leader. It sounds funny, but it's really quite terrible.
Although the script was taken word for word from the secret recording, the actors did take some artistic license, putting Cristina Cocchi's later proclamations of innocence to music. Although mockery and derisive laughter was often the only weapon Czechs had against their leaders, one might expect that 20 years after the fall of communism, they would come to believe more strongly in their power to change their lot. So why has nothing changed in this respect? Sociologist Ladislav Rabušits again.
I think that in the last election, people felt very powerful because they have used a new way how to get away, get rid of people, from the ballots, who were not very popular. And they managed to do so. But unfortunately, after a couple of months, the politics got to the usual ways of corruption. Politicians started to follow their own vested interest. And therefore, people get disappointed and frustrated. And again, one of the way how to get away from frustration or to get rid of frustration is simply to mock everything.
As you say, it's a way of letting off steam, but what are the consequences of just laughing it off, so to speak?
Well, the consequences, especially in this case, could be serious for political behavior, because if it happens and the government won't stay in power, then people might be so disappointed with the politics that they simply will refuse to go to new elections, and that can have devastating effects if there is a person who will be able, by his populist approach, to mobilize the electorate, can get into power. So that this I regard as a huge problem.
Would you say that over the years Czechs have become increasingly cynical, a nation of cynics?
Well, I don't like to generalize about national character, but yes, due to the Czech history, cynicism is a part of the Czech approach to the world.
Although plays based on political scandals have a short life, the actors say they will keep it on stage while people want to see it. Tomáš Svoboda says people's appreciation is a powerful motivation.
You know, we're really pleased with the report. After the first night, we sat around and argued about whether to give a repeat performance, whether it should not just be a one-off thing. Then we decided to go for one more night and put a one-line statement about it on the web. The next morning, the producer woke me up and said it had been sold out within 30 minutes. And the next night was the same. So we're sticking with it while the interest lasts.
A to samé se stalo vlastně den poté, jo. To zatím ten zájem jako furt trvá.
And that may be for quite a while, or at least until the next scandal comes along.